Scientists years ago found compelling evidence that black holes exist, but they were uncomfortable with singularities because all scientific laws break down at these points. Most physicists believed that in the real universe, the object at the heart of a black hole would be small, but not dimensionless, and extremely dense, but not infinitely so. Enter Hawking. While still a graduate student, he and mathematician Roger Penrose developed new techniques proving mathematically that if general relativity is correct, singularities must exist. Hawking went on to demonstrate, again if general relativity is correct, that the entire universe must have sprung from a singularity. As he wrote in his 1966 PhD thesis, "There is a singularity in our past." Stephen later discerned several new characteristics of black holes and demonstrated that the amazing forces of the Big Bang would have created mini black holes, each with a mass about that of a terrestrial mountain, but no larger than the subatomic proton. Then, applying the quantum theory, which accurately describes the random, uncertain subatomic world, instead of general relativity, which it turns out falters in that tiny realm, Hawking was startled to find that the mini black holes must emit particles and radiation. Even more remarkable, the little holes would gradually evaporate and, 10 billion years or so after their creation, explode with the energy of millions of H-bombs.